to throw no shots at nobody. I try to be nice to the people, man, you know. But I mean, I'm at that stage. People be talking about your peers. I look around at my age. I'm not going to look at, I don't like to look at people that I don't have a direct connection with because I feel it's not really me. I'm connected to these bum ass niggas. Now, in a sense, do that make me a bum ass nigga? Yeah, because I know them. But do I act like them? No, I don't. I try to better myself, get my life together, and do shit the right way. But it's hard to do that when you got your rapping ass family telling you some God shit. You got your rapping ass friends telling you some marriage shit. It's just like, how can you win like that? And more you really, like, my one dude, he always tell me, dog, when you, the more conscious you become, the more you see. And I don't necessarily think consciousness, true consciousness, is when you can not only, you can really look at what you do and know what the problem that you have and try to work towards it. And even that, you shouldn't try to do shit. Do shit like you do everything else. If I spend all my money on some shit, then let me save all my money on some shit. It's not hard to do. But that's not reality. And it's like, man, we go through these struggles as getting older when you deal with your family, you deal with your children. I have children. And you have them, it's like, why have a child that's unplanned with a motherfucker that you already tell the season or fuck you? Instead of going to get your money, man. When me and my niggas say don't be cool, not that mean dog. Stop out here acting like you really doing something. Go do your shit. Get your money. Go get your money. Because where we from, everybody believe they chasing money. But shit, when they get money, they still the same fuck nigga. And it starts in your family, my family, all families. Y'all motherfuckers can get on this internet, go watch all the stupid Tyrone. I got a bald head, fucking white, long, big style. He wasn't ready. The little retarded A-Town dude, all of these niggas. Y'all don't know how to write code. You don't know nothing about your government. You don't know nothing about your money. You don't even know what about your community and how it got like that. Because that doesn't concern you. Your concerns are us shit of this world, so that's why you a product of it. The world is a fuck nigga, so you a fuck nigga. You don't consider yourself a fuck nigga. I mean, I don't do nothing to nobody, bitch. If you on the internet talking about your bum ass baby daddy, you a nigga talking about your bum ass baby mama, talking about your bum ass kids, you a fuck bitch. Your kids learn from you. What you teach them? You teach them when I get money, I need to show people I got money, talk about shit, all of that, regardless if I'm truly living like that or not. So they believe in the fairy tale. So what they do? Yeah, man, I just got these J's, man. I got these 11s, man. I got the 12. I got all of this shit. And then when it's time for them to go to college, they can't go to school. Because guess what? You didn't tell them to go get the education. You didn't push them to go do some getting technology so you can get your money. Let me take you to these engineering classes so you can learn something. Let me go culture you so I can teach you something. No, you want to be a nigga. Look at my little nigga, he gonna play basketball, dog. Look at that pussy man. Oh, that pussy man. Oh.
Bitch, y'all ain't dumb to know.
Oh, Lordy, who got some panty pie? Get the fuck out of here, man. What does that even mean? What does, oh, Lordy, who got some panty pie mean?
No.
Damn. And that one right there, panty pie, prime example. Dude, make a video, it's hilarious. Everybody goes by the pie. Do you know the bitch? Oh, I've been cooking. I really didn't need him. Nobody bought that dry ass shit before the video. Now that hoe getting sold out before the shit gets to the store. Don't be so ignorant when you don't give niggas their credit when it's due, man. Niggas just want to make it seem like they did everything. LeBron James is a prime example. Yes, he plays basketball. Yes, he has the skills and he's working in the gym and all that. But every motherfucker that's been in his life that truly matters, he took them with him. Can you say that about your fuck ass friends? Look at all your friends around you right now. Call mama. Tell them you finna take $200 and you want them to put $200. You want to put money together, combine. Let's go buy some real estate. We're going to invest in the house and do this shit. We're going to save up to $3,000, $4,000 to get the house. And we're going to flip it. And we all going to get this money. And we finna create something for our kids. you tell me the result, the response you get. Man, you gotta wait till Friday, my chick. You know them days coming out. Man, it's about to be New Year's, dog. You know, I was trying to go buy some crystal. Yeah. I gotta go to the club. Oh, hold up, dog. Shit, I gotta go pay for my rent for rental time. Hold up, dog. You know what I mean? Hey, pay the light bill, man. You know that's my light bill, but come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. Dog, examine your friends,
oh,
man.
Oh, man.
We all got him. I got a nigga that we call Rich. That nigga not rich. We just call him rich because he think he got a lot of friends even though he ain't cheap. Look at my command center. That's what my nigga be saying. And I think about it, don't you work at a call center? But I mean, I don't say that. I gotta let my nigga live. And I think that's the problem. When you let a nigga, when you on the internet, you're supposed to get something from that. If you wanted to see your clown ass friends with they fucked up ass lives, with they fucked up ass children, and they fucked up ass mentality, you can see that in regular life. Why bring that to something that when you're supposed to teach your children something? When we were kids, it wasn't no cell phones and no Facebook. Nigga, you had to go out and play and mingle with the people. And that was something that you learned too, that people themselves is kind of fucked up. But you learn it comes on twofold. Their parents be fucked up, or they just be in a fucked up situation. They just look fucked up ass fuck kids. So it's all bad. But you have to be a community. If I just think about my children, say I get successful, I get rich. I teach my daughters all these beautiful things, and they get successful and they get rich and all of this shit. But around me, I never really took the time to do that with nobody else. Like, yeah, charity starts at home, but just like I would go do for my children, I don't necessarily have to give somebody something. Sometimes it's the opportunity. Sometimes it's taking another kid, be like, look, man, I'm taking my kids up here. Would you mind if I take your kids up here? I'm trying to, you know, do something for the kids. You know, to make sure the kids, all right, that's what my family used to do. Always trying to make sure the children are right, because you can't blame the children for that lifestyle that they get drawn into from the parents. For parents, oh, I do everything for my kids, but you don't tell the truth. My mama told me if she went to college and did shit right, would it be better? But I be feeling like maybe that wouldn't have worked like that. I wasn't spoiled in that sense. But when people look at how we lived, they think that was cool, but I was always content and I was courteous and cool with it. But the motherfucker who was my sibling was a fuck bitch. So if I think about my mama being like that, it would have made her worse. Because now she actually has money to do real fuck shit. That's why you have to have balance. People with money be having that money shit, but they don't be having balance of people, because I got money, that means I ain't with the people, but I'm just a nigga with money. Gotta get your money, man. Stop being gooned out. It's 2015, in a couple of days, it's gonna be 2016. I don't want to hear nobody talking about they going to church. They giving their life to the Lord. They've been saying this shit every year since they've been grown. What does that mean? If you live in a way or you ain't living a way. I remember somebody telling us, we should open the school. And I said, man, if we sat down with people and told the truth to people, the first thing that would happen is it's going to be shut down, because number one, they don't want you to know the truth. They want you to believe in this shit. You are their money. You poor people. I ain't poor. I got a job. If your job left today, your ass wouldn't survive 30 days. Because you don't have anything saved and you don't give a fuck about yourself. I care about myself. Yeah, you care enough to look good. You care enough to spend your money on shit you don't need. Tell your children stupid shit to have a stupid ass mentality. You don't care enough to invest in yourself to make you something to actually have some shit. No, we don't care about that shit. Oh, the recession hit. It's so bad. Bitch, you live in an apartment. You don't own property. You don't own stocks. You don't own anything that creates you money or generates you anything. You're not even a part of the economy. You're just the money that we make. You don't see yourself like that.